The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says extensive psychological counseling programs are getting underway this week for thousands of traumatized victims of the devastating earthquake and bomb southeastern Iran. The Federation says volunteers from the Iranian Red Crescent will conduct the programs with support from the Federation. The Iranian government estimates more than 40,000 of the 100,000 inhabitants of the ancient city of Bam were killed in the quake which struck December 26th. The six-month counseling program, which begins this week, aims to help some 15,000 of the worst traumatized survivors of the earthquake. The Red Cross Federation Senior Emergency Officer Hakan Sandlat says therapy play groups will be set up for some 2,000 unaccompanied children, many of them orphans who will need special help.
We are trying to look after not just only the physical needs, but also the mental needs. They are quite disturbed. So you need some specialized people or specially trained people really to observe the kids during these sessions to really pick out who are the sufferers and who are the ones to need more support.
Mr. Sandlat says 11 teams made up of 75 Iranian Red Crescent volunteers will take part in the psychological support program of BAM. Each team will include a psychologist, a nurse, a relief expert, and educators. The Federation is providing important financial and training support to the program. But Mr. Sandlat says the counseling itself must be done by Iranians for it to be effective.
You need to know the customs and how the normal behavior is in similar situations to be able really to pick out the right communication level and also to identify who is actually suffering more than the others.
The Red Cross official says the program also will use local radio to give the population basic guidelines and advice on how to cope with trauma. He says the Iranian Red Crescent will train local people to carry on psychological support after the six-month program ends. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.